I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we wrap up After Hours last week when we last left our heroes. I wake up Friday morning to start the weekend, and I get the news. Well, morning. Who am I kidding? I wake up Friday afternoon. Morning. I wake up at noon, and I look over at my phone, and obviously there were a million text messages there. So you have to work your way from the bottom to the top. So eventually I got to what had happened, and that was the fact that the Mets had let Carlos Mendoza go. Before I give my top candidate for the job, let me just tie the bow here on the Carlos Mendoza saga with the Mets. Number one, first and foremost, that run in 24 was one of the most, and I know it didn't end in a championship, but when you consider the way the year started and then everything took off starting in the beginning of June, all the fun stuff, Grimace, Seymour, Wiener, OMG, Hawk Tour Girl, the Rally Pimp, all the fun things that surrounded that team, but most importantly, the fun baseball that they played throughout the summer, battling back from the rough start the first couple of months, where Memorial Day weekend, it was just, which was the birth of Positive Tommy that year, Memorial Day weekend of 24, and things really took off from there with that team. And then they had the great run, the home run in Milwaukee, Alonso off Devin Williams, where it looked like the Mets were, the fun and magic carpet ride was about to end. And then obviously the series victory over the Phillies, the Grand Slam, Lindor, I was in the building for that one. And then obviously what happened against the Dodgers happened. But still, that was one of the most magical and the most fun that I've ever had as a Met fan. I wanted the championship. It was not the ending I was looking for. But the ride, boy, did the Mets take us on one that year. And Mendoza was really steering that ship. And I thought he was a great captain. And I thought he had the right personality for that type of run. I thought he should have won Manager of the Year in the National League. Pat Murphy got it, and then Mendoza got the last laugh there by beating Pat, well, at least that year, but beating Pat Murphy in October in that wild card round. And I thought we were setting ourselves up for a lengthy run with Carlos Mendoza as the Mets manager, especially when you consider the hierarchy that exists with the Mets. And I think this is very important to still consider. Steve Cohen, obviously, owner of the team, the final boss, the buck stops with him. He hired David Stearns to turn the Mets into a sustained winner year in and year out. And I think there was the idea of, hey, we might have to go backwards in order to go forwards. And for the first couple of months that year, the plan was looking that way. Well, the results were looking that way because they were not where you wanted them to be. And then obviously June, Jorge Lopez throws his mitt in the air. They have a team meeting. Grimace throws out the first pitch. Jose Iglesias shows off his singing pipes. The Rally Pimp's hanging around. You got Positive Tommy talking positivity on WFAN and on social media. And everything really just came together that year. In a lot of ways, unexpectedly. And perhaps it shaped the next couple years for the Mets, and now we're sort of seeing what maybe they were thinking in 2024 to start the year. But David Stearns was hired to build this organization into a sustained winner, much like he did with Milwaukee, which, oh, by the way, don't look now, the Brewers are 8 games up in the division and on their way probably to another Central crown. And I understand the pressures of Milwaukee, or I should say the lack of pressure in Milwaukee compared to the insane amount of pressure in New York. You know, they're not even on the same playing field as far as pressure goes. A ton in New York and basically none in Milwaukee. But winning is winning, and building a winning team is building a winning team. And that's what David Stearns was hired to do. And then David Stearns hired Mendoza. And that was his guy. And I still think here at the end, it was his guy. You can kind of hear it in David Stearns' voice on Friday. You could tell by his answering. You could tell by his statement that I think if David Stearns, it was totally up to him, Mendoza would still be here. But like he said, it was a joint decision, which is code for Steve Cohen decided that, hey, we need to make a move here. But because of that hierarchy, I thought Mendoza and the success they had in year one, and then considering the success they had in the first about half of 2025, it looked like Mendoza was going to be here for a very long time. And then we all know what happened in the second half, and we certainly all know what's happened in these first couple of months. And Mendoza was able to survive what happened last year. And I think the reason he survived that, or two reasons. One, Stearns having belief in him. And number two, what happened in 24? I mean, you're talking about a magical run to the NLCS. And yeah, they fell short of October in 25. And we know getting off to that hot start that they did, hot start. I mean, they had the best record in baseball through the first couple months, but were unable to seal the deal in the long run in 2025, and then got to the final day of the year and then lost to the Marlins, which is a familiar sort of script. But I thought it was a sign that Mendoza would be around for a very long time based on 24 and the start of 25. And then here we are, June of 26, and Carlos Mendoza is no longer the Met manager. Now, everybody wants to talk about, well, it's not his fault, or it's this guy's... This decision, I believe, was made really... You couldn't push it any further. I think Stearns wanted him to be here, and then eventually Cohen, I think, stepped in and said, all right, we got to make the change here. I think when you have the record that the Mets have, you know, you could look in a lot of different places. I don't think anybody is necessarily free of blame, but I don't think anybody should have all the blame on their shoulders. And if you want to make Mendoza out to be a martyr because David Stearns has been villainized around here, you could certainly go that route. I would not go that route. Look, I think I wish things worked out here with Mendoza, obviously, because it would mean the Mets would have sort of flipped the record that they have right now, and they'd be getting to October every year. That did not happen last year, and this year, through the first couple of months, the Mets are not in a current position to get to the postseason, so the organization decided to move on. But I think that when you talk about what he did in 2024 and what Carlos Mendoza did as far as being a classy guy.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a great representation of your franchise as your manager. You know, he certainly deserves his flowers for that. And I wish it would have worked out better. But ultimately, the Mets are now in search for a new manager because David Stearns put a quick stop to the idea that Andy Green is managing for the full-time role. Stearns was quick to shut that down. And look, Andy Green has a role in this organization that I think that the Mets want him to keep. And they want to put him back in that role. And I'm sure they have their eyes on other managers, or maybe they have their eye on one particular manager. And we'll go through some of the candidates. I have one that, to me, is at top of the list. There was one thrown out there by Marash, and then ultimately him and John Harper kind of both did it. A name that I wasn't even thinking about, but is an intriguing name based on his relationship with Juan Soto. But it certainly sounds like, you know, Andy Green is not being considered for the gig, more to do with the fact that his role in the organization in another capacity is where this team would rather he allocate his time. And perhaps Andy Green feels the same way. Look, I've laid it out for you over the last couple months. I do think the Mets are going to hire a general manager. Stearns was asked about that on Friday. And it was a kind of a blank, because he was asked a bunch of stuff in that question. But it was kind of the blanket statement of, look, we'll certainly not going to shut the door on anything. But I think it makes a lot of sense. I am certain they're going to hire a general manager. That's my gut. I don't think David Stearns goes anywhere. I think they're going to build around David Stearns in this front office. Like it or not, he was highly coveted when the Mets brought him in. He has a really good track record. Look at what the Brewers have done. And the owner, Steve Cohen, believes in this guy. And Stern said that on Friday. Look, I have conversations with Steve every day. He's assured me that my job is safe. And I felt that way all the time. And I know that's news that a lot of Met fans don't want to hear. And they want not just blood, because they got it with Mendoza, but they hold David Stearns personally responsible for this season. And the feeling of, hey, you let go of Alonso, you traded Nimmo. This is not Milwaukee. This is a totally different animal. I, like Steve Cohen, have full confidence in David Stearns, which I understand. You're going to pull off to the side of the road now. Now you got to pull yourself back onto the road and either take the leap of faith with me or choose to not. I mean, that's up to you. But I like the track record that he has, Stearns. I see little things now already that you can get super excited about with Ewing, with Benj. This outfield for the Mets is, I mean, Soto, Benj, and Ewing for the next 10 years or so, sign me up. Hopefully even longer. But I don't think David Stearns is going anywhere. He essentially told you that on Friday. When Steve Cohen meets the media soon, Steve Cohen tweeted that on Sunday, he would meet the media or speak soon. I assume it's to somebody. He's not just going to walk into a room by himself and talk into a microphone. I'm sure someone will be asking him questions, or multiple people will be. Steve Cohen will back David Stearns. So Stearns is not going anywhere. I do think a general manager will be hired. I give it an 80% chance that it's Carlos Beltran. Andy Green, based on what David Stearns said on Friday, is not in the running, and apparently there's nothing he could do to win the job. So obviously they have their sights set, not only on Andy going back to his former role, but also on other managers. I don't know if it's one. I don't know if it's multiple. I don't know if they already have somebody waiting in the wings. If that's the case, maybe that's more Beltran to be the manager. I still think he's going to go general manager, but that could be Beltran's already kind of, they kind of have an agreement with him to be the manager. But obviously Carlos has a pretty busy summer getting inducted into the Hall of Fame and getting his number retired. So he's got a few things on the list here. So you kind of get that out of the way. And then Beltran's the manager come next year. Certainly on the table. But I think Carlos Moore will be the general manager than the manager. But yeah, before we look ahead at who I wanted as the manager, I thought it was important to tie a bow on Mendoza's tenure here. Because there were the highest of highs, at least until they were eliminated by the Dodgers. And that run in 24 was a special run. It was a really fun run. It left us with a lot of great memories. We all wish it ended with a championship. But it was still a damn good year. And Carlos Mendoza deserves a lot of credit for that year. It didn't work out long term. I wish it did. But Mendoza is now on the unemployment line, and he will be, I'm sure, get another opportunity, certainly to be a part of somebody's staff. But hopefully he gets another shot as manager. But I think it got to the point with the Mets, especially with ownership, they felt like, hey, we got to make a change here. We got to make a change. Let's promote somebody. And then in the offseason, we will hire our guy. And hopefully that guy, now I'm speaking as Steve Cohen, and hopefully that guy is the manager that brings us a championship, perhaps a couple championships, and is the manager here for a very long time.
Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.